I am studying with someone from Partners in Torah, and we discussed this week's parasha where it mentions in 29:22, Hashem overturned his anger and his wrath. My partner told me that he sees God not being perfect since he gets angry, and he himself sometimes gets angry too. Another example he used is where Moshe prayed for the Israelites for God to remove his anger. I explained to him that God is perfect and he doesn't get angry. It is a metaphor, since the Torah speaks in our language and understanding. But he still didn't grasp that concept. I am looking for something deeper to explain to him. If it's a mini course that I can teach him for a couple of weeks, I'm game for that. Any suggestion? Heshi from Brooklyn, New York. Okay, I don't know of any mini course on this, but just a simple answer. God does things to teach us. God, who is the perfect God, before creation, outside of creation, when he comes to his relationship to us in creation, functions many times in a way that we can learn from his actions. And therefore, it's not that God gets angry like we would get angry and loses his temper, but he uses his temper. He functions with anger where anger is proper. But God's in total control. Human beings also can use their anger when it's necessary to do things that that merit being angry at them. But it's wrong to lose your temper, but you can use your temper. So all the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he exhibits his relationship with the world, is to teach us how to function. And many times, therefore, the Rabbanu Shalom functions as if we would be functioning that way, but it's to teach us how to function properly.